Joining me now to answer Annie's question is Todd Binsman. She is a big fan of his. I remember the first night I interviewed him, she texted me. She says, "Oh my word, I can't believe you're interviewing Todd. I'm a huge fan of Todd." So she's let me know that for the very first night I interviewed you, Todd. Todd, welcome back to the broadcast.
Thanks. I'll take all I can get.
So tell me about Annie's question. What do you make of us resuming our negotiations with Iran? And there's even talk of taking the IRGC, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, off the terror list, or at least some of their lower level leaders.
Well, it's appeasement. We should not be having any dealings whatsoever with Iran. We should ramp up sanctions and squeeze off every possible. We should return to kind of the Trump eras where I was a fan of the way Donald Trump was handling Iran. They are a global danger. Their Hezbollah, proxy is active all over the world and including inside the United States. Their IRGC is just nothing but a troublemaking, mischief-making, global peril. And should never be taken off the watch list. And I can't disagree with what they're planning to do more. I mean, that's where I stand with Iran.
I've got to get an update on what's happening with some of the primaries. So let me move quickly to this story, the one I wanted to have you on about. Stacks of bodies. 51 people died in tractor trailer found in San Antonio, Mexico, officials say. I mean, this is just horrific.
Yeah, it's terrible. First of all, thoughts and prayer go out to those victims and their families. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. That's a terrible way to die. I don't want to make political hay out of their death. But having said that, I think we need to understand what the dynamics were that caused that sort of a tragedy so that we can prevent it again. I don't mean to make political hay out of it. What happened there is, first of all, you always have that kind of truck smuggling. It's just ever present. But I perceive that we have a great more of it now than we ever have. The reason is because the Biden administration has done something that no other presidents have ever done, which is that they have created a kind of a deportation-free zone inside the United States. So they reduced ICE duties and priorities down to a tiny sliver of what they are normally. They're still getting paychecks, but essentially they're not doing anything. They ended deportation in America in the interior. But if you're an immigrant, an alien border crosser, what you're thinking of is, if I can just get past Border Patrol and into that zone, I'm home free for years of earning. I never have to worry about being deported. And I think what is happening is those immigrants are targeted right now still for Title 42 pushbacks. Anybody who's from the Northern Triangle countries are still being pushed back into Mexico if Border Patrol finds them. That would be fine if we had regular interior deportation, but instead we have a deportation-free zone back there. So the goal is to just get past that 100-mile mark, the 100 miles that Border Patrol has jurisdiction in from the border, and get past them and into freedom, the deportation freedom.
Into the interior.
Into the interior. 100 miles is all they got to go. And so those people who died were reaching for that. That's what they were reaching for.
And how often does this occur? How often does this occur? And isn't there technology that would allow our government to be able to see through those trucks as they're coming through and even just scan them as they come through and be able to tell, hey, there's human beings in there?
Well, normally when we don't have a crisis of family units, where you have Border Patrol, coming in, being redeployed from all over the country to process in these family groups, yes, We have that. We have road checkpoints on the interior within the 100-mile jurisdiction that I was telling you about on all the highways, east, west, and north, south coming out of there. But half of those things, if not more, have been closed down because they need the Border Patrol agents down in South Texas to do babysitting duty. Mm-hmm. So these road checkpoints, I don't know which one that truck came through. I haven't read where it came from. I suspect it came out of Laredo, in which case it should have passed through a couple of different checkpoints. But, you know, even if the checkpoints are open, they're not fully open. There'll be one guy there or something, or a canine. Not full speed, so a lot of them go through. I have sat outside those checkpoints for an hour at a time filming, watching, like, you know, 15 trucks just be waved right through before one of them gets stopped and checked at random, because they just don't have the, and the smugglers understand this, and they exploit it. It's all part of the border crisis. It's all part of one big fabric of crisis down there. So,
you expect to see more of this?
Well, there is one ray of hope. A Texas federal court just on Thursday struck down Biden's deportation free zone. They said that what they were doing was illegal, and they struck it down. And the Biden administration was ordered to resume normal ICE operations in the interior.
But that doesn't mean they'll do it.
It doesn't mean they're going to do it. They started it on Saturday, or they got the order on Saturday. It was too late for those poor people in the truck. But maybe once word spreads that, hey, you're going to get deported like normal if we catch you past the 100-mile mark, you know, maybe fewer people will try it. Maybe they won't.
So these deaths, though, these 51 people so far, and sadly more may die that are in the hospital, but these 51 deaths are on the Biden regime.
Blood on their hands, in my opinion. I'm sorry. I mean, this deportation free zone is just the most glittering, shiny bauble, the most enticing. There is just nothing greater than to be able to not have to look over your shoulder when you're illegal in the United States. And that's what they created in the United States. It's an incredible enticement and a powerful allure. Wow. I talk to migrants all the time. I've talked to some smugglers, and everybody knows about it. I mean, everybody knows if you could get past Border Patrol, you're clear,
man. You're good to
go. Yeah. So I don't blame them for trying.
Absolutely. No, I totally get that. Our government just needs to do the job. Todd Binsman, author of America's Covert Border War, CIS.org, CIS.org, or ToddBinsman.com. He's also working on a new book, and we're eager for that to come out, Todd.
Yep. Hopefully soon. I'm working on it every day.
Well, I know you are. Thanks for being with us.
Deadline in 2 days.
Well, good. Go back to work. Keep. That's why you haven't shaved, probably, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it.
Take care. Thanks.
Todd Binsman, CIS.org, CIS.org. Do we have Sharona? Sharona's not answering. We're just going to get a quick update. Logan, see if you can see anything online, if you can, about the Colorado primaries. Give an update on Peter's race while I go to the website. If you want to show the website, folks, look at this. Again, WVWTVstore.com. Obviously, you know, you click on emergency foods for those who want to get it. We have it in 72-hour kits. We have it, if you want to try it out for 72 hours, just a sample. 4 week, 1 year, 3 months, 6 months. This is a huge part of our general operating budget. We've been distributing freeze-dried emergency food since 2016 as a shelf life of 25 years. You're not getting a pig and a poke here, folks. Goes into great detail. Now, again, some of the shipping costs, you don't have a heart attack, but like this 1 year, that's 24 buckets. That's 24 buckets in 12 boxes at 41 pounds per box. So, but again, let me tell you something, folks. When you need this, you are not going to be complaining, "I sure am sorry I had to pay for that shipping." No, when you need this, you're going to need it. So, yep, don't let this shock of the postage get you and stop you, because you need it. You need it, okay? So, again, please check this out. Very vital with all they're doing deliberately. This book right here, Grave Influence, 10,000 copies showed up yesterday. 10,000 copies showed up yesterday. Took months for it to come in. It's 368 pages, hardcover, on 21 radicals ruling America from the grave. My best-selling book I wrote in 2008 came out in 2009. It was out of print. We brought it back into print because we want to give it away. It's a project of WVW Foundation. We really want you giving it to high school students, college students, all adults, your local elected officials. We'll go back to the website. If you go to the website, wvwtvstore.com, just on the main page, you'll see it right away. You can get it for $4.99. The book cost us around $3.50 just to print it, because by the time you saw the printing and then shipping the cases to us, the pallets to us, we had to pay for that. It's about $3.50 a book. Then we have to pay for the bubble wrap, the sticker, the label, take it to the post office, pay the kids to pack it up. So again, but if you get it in a pack of 10 or more, now we're down to $3.99. If you get a case of 24, 95 bucks and some odd cents. Make this your personal project. Pass these out. Get them and give them away. Your church library, your public school library, your elected officials, WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. Logan, if you put our lower third on there for the foundation, if you appreciate the fact that we give you so much projects like this, the Grave Influence book, or my documentary Brainwashed at brainwashedthemovie.com, where you can watch the whole 2 hours free, brainwashedthemovie.com, we're giving away books at our cost, free documentaries. How? Because the more people that support our foundation, the more we endeavor to do more like this. So thank you for supporting our foundation with a donation. WVWFoundation.com and, of course, MyPillow.com. Use that promo code B66. Thanks for watching. Take care.